Welcome to Engagement Head. This is show number 23. I'm Sloppy Dave, your host for the hour. Although it probably won't be an hour because this is probably going to be short, so that's good. Anyway, I had forgotten on show number 22 to put up all the calls that I've gotten over the past few months, or I guess month. So I'm just going to play those and then give you guys a cool outro song, maybe talk about my week some, I guess. First call we got was from Doug from the Strange Brood and the Unemployment Line podcasts. He called on Cinco de Mayo, so here that is.
Oh, dude, gringos. Engagement? What the fuck is that, man? Shit. It's fucking Cinco de Mayo now. It's after midnight. And, We're in the Carolinas. We're looking for you, man. We're looking for a fucking party and score some marijuana. But you're not answering your phone, man. Motherfucker. So, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm the best person to get marijuana from, but that's okay. And also, I didn't answer my phone because it's a hotline. Also known as an answering machine that gets emailed to my email address. But anyway, apparently I guess they were in the Carolinas, although I'm not sure if I truly believe that. But that's okay. Next up, we got a call from an important celebrity. This is Tom Brokaw, so here that is.
This is Tom Brokaw from NBC Nightly News. And you're listening to Engagement Head, possibly the greatest podcast on the Eastern Seaboard. So check them out.
All right, thank you, Tom Brokaw. I appreciate it. Next up, we got a call, actually, I think that predates all of these, although I could be wrong. It's from the ECU Jazz Fest that we had earlier this year. It's from Duven, who's also a host on the show. So here's that call.
You. This is Duven. Jazz Fest, 2006. I'm in a brown suit. I'm ready to get it going. Yes, sir. Sippin' on some scissors. Sippin' on some scissors. Aha. One.
Thanks, Duven. Now, you might notice the well-placed one at the end of his call. That's a way for urban people to say goodbye. I recently learned that from both Duven and Quentin, both two of the most urban people I know, go snowboarding all the time. So yeah, Jazz Fest was interesting, I suppose. I don't know if we talked about it on the show or not, but we played our concert on the Friday night, and then on the Saturday night I was supposed to go see Terrell Stafford, but I ended up not, for personal reasons. And I ended up going over to my future apartment over at Haas and Bill and Dave's, and we had kind of a weird encounter with this Marine named Keith who threw a bottle at a car and was really drunk and kind of outlandish and being a jerk, calling everyone out, threatening to kill people, threatening to kill his girlfriend, threatening to kill Bill's girlfriend. I ended up stopping about three fights, which is pretty interesting considering I usually start fights, but I think I'm changing the way I'm living my life, actually, on a many different spectrum, I suppose. But anyway, so this guy Keith, starting fights. Well, some girl calls the cops on us, and the cops come, and I remember, let's see, somehow he had ended up on the other side of the street. The girls had escorted him over to the apartment complex across the road, and apparently we heard later, about a week later, that same night he got in another fight at the next party he went to, and his girlfriend pushed him in the road, and he got hit by a car and went to the hospital. So, you know, sorry, Keith, about that one. We didn't really know you, so I don't know what to say about that, but that was an interesting night, and so I missed Jazz Fest. I didn't get to wear a brown suit. Not that I own one. I own a dark blue suit, a navy suit. But I missed Jazz Fest. I guess you could say, in a way, I regret it. But in another way, I'm glad I did. What else? I think I made the right decision for that moment in time, so that's okay. Next up, we got a call-in from Haas. It's a cigar review, so let's listen to that one.
Hey, this is Haas. This is a quick review of a couple of cigars that I had with David, or Sloppy Dave, I guess. Tonight, I had the Gloria Cubana Wavel, I believe that's how it's pronounced. Anyway, it was on the Gloria Cubana line. It was not a Serie R, which I have to try soon. Had a smooth smoke. It was full, but not too spicy. Not too heavy of a smoke. Easy draw, but it felt heavy and thick, so that was good. The ash was even and lit well and stayed lit pretty well the entire time, pretty even, and worked out pretty well for me. And the one I had two nights ago was the CAO CX2, and I actually got that free in the mail because of Sloppy Dave. That was delicious. The Cameroon taste, and you could just tell that it was a good blend. It was even the entire way through. It was very full, but mild enough for my taste. Didn't knock me out. It was a nice slow smoke, and took me about an hour and 10 minutes. I'll probably call back later and give another review, because I've got a Hoyo de Monterrey here that I'm going to have in about 20 minutes. Bye.
Thanks, Haas, for calling in with your reviews. Apparently, the Wavel Maduro that you had is pretty popular on Club Stogie. I've been noticing a few threads about it, which is pretty cool. I still haven't had a Wavel Maduro, but that's okay. And the CAO CX2 you just had, I just actually did a review on my own personal cigar blog, which I have a link to on show 22 show notes. I enjoyed it. It was pretty good. So thanks for the reviews. If anyone else has any reviews, feel free to call them in. The last call we got is from the guy from Wings. He called, I guess months ago. And sounds like he's got a new job, so let's listen to that.
Hey, head listeners. This is Faring, your formerly trusty Wings driver. I no longer work at Wings. I'm currently at Hooters, so come see us. I said us, yes, not me. I'm not much to forget. Anyway, figured I'd stop by and give you all a listen again. Great show. Keep up the good work, and hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
All right, man. Well, thanks. Appreciate you calling. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Hooters. Interesting place. I actually know a friend of mine that works there. It's pretty cool. So let's see. What have I been up to since the last podcast? Not too much, I guess. I've been working at my job. And by working, I mean staying in training room B and playing chess with a Bulgarian named Topolkov and losing. But that's okay. Yahoo Games. Look me up. I've been working. Been trying to call people in Greenville. Not having much luck. People in Raleigh are not picking up their phone too much either. Been hanging out with Luke and Haas a bit, which is cool. So shout out to those guys. I actually helped Luke record a show of his own. I'm not sure if it's going to go up or not. I have no idea. That was pretty fun. We did a top 5 favorite fish or something. It was pretty ridiculous. And then we kind of curtailed our selection of topics to Jews, and that was pretty risque, but it was fun. It was a good time. Let's see, what else have I been up to? Oh, I wanted to mention I've been listening to some interesting music recently. I've kind of gotten back into a music history kick, I guess. We have these CDs we had to listen to called the Norton Recorded Anthology of Western Music, and while some of the stuff is pretty lame, most of it I didn't like in the class, actually, but one of the things I really liked, I wrote a paper on it, was Giovanni de Palestrina's Pope Marcellus Mass. It's a Catholic Mass. It's probably one of the most beautiful pieces of music I've ever heard in my life, and I'd only heard the Credo, which is the third movement of the piece, because that's all that was on the music history CDs. So yesterday I just felt like listening to the rest of it, so I downloaded the rest of it on iTunes. So I think for the outro song I'm going to play the Credo for the Missa Papae Marcelli, I guess, which is the third movement. It's sung by the Talus Scholars with Peter Phillips. So I guess that'll be the outro song coming up in a bit. You can reach us at engagementhead@gmail.com. You can visit our website at http://engagementhead.blogspot.com. On there, there's links to join our Frapper map and vote for us on Podcast Alley. I'd like to make a special request, actually. People, go vote on the top five cigars. Or actually, it was the top 10 from the last show. Only three people have voted so far. And even if you don't know anything about cigars, I don't really care. I just want some results. So that'd be cool. You can call our hotline at 206-20-E-HEAD. And that would be cool. Definitely enjoy getting the calls and everything. So basically, that's it. I'm trying to keep the show not too long because I feel like it gets boring just listening to me. So here's the outro song. It's the third movement, the Credo, from Pope Marcellus Mass by Palestrina. Hope you enjoy it. See you guys next time.